Time now for your comments. Many of you wrote about the story of Vernon Tott. He was an American soldier who helped liberate concentration camp survivors. NPR's Susan Stamberg told the story of a man who took photos of survivors and brought some together at the end of his life.
Even though he had cancer, Vernon Tott was relentless. He went to reunions, attended commemorations with survivors in Poland and Germany. Eventually, he was able to find 16 of the 40 prisoners in his pictures.
Karen Roth in Scottsdale, Arizona, heard that story while driving to work with her husband. She writes, "The story ended just as we came to the office parking lot, and I turned to see my husband, sobbing, quietly. You see, both his parents survived the camps. Someone had saved them, too."
In a report on the presidential debate sponsored by AARP, we identified AARP members as retirees. Tracy Mann of Manhattan wrote to point out that while AARP members must be over 50, many are still far from retirement. A reminder that in 1999, the American Association of Retired Persons shortened its name to just the four letters, AARP, which stands for nothing.
And now a correction. We reported last week that animal rights activists in Austria were fighting to have a chimp legally declared a person, and several of you wrote in to object when we referred to chimps as monkeys. We got many letters reminding us that chimpanzees, like gorillas and orangutans, are actually apes.
Okay, so don't monkey around. Send us your letters at npr.org. Click Contact Us.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.